This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and it's Election Day. With people in 58 communities across the state, including Boston, Fall River, Cambridge, Somerville, Newton, and Lowell, headed to the polls today. As Secretary of State William Galvin reminds us, it matters.
These are the important races where you live. These are the important issues to determine what things will be like in your community. They shape the future of your community.
In a few minutes, we'll check on the polls in Boston, but first, WBUR's Callum Borchers is on the line from Alfred Letourneau's school in Fall River, where there is a hotly contested race for mayor. Callum, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hey there, Tiziana.
So, Callum, what's happening where you are?
Well, the main thing, as you may be able to hear in the background, is it is pouring in Fall River, Tiziana, and that's leading to some nerves by the frontrunner, Paul Coogan. I ran into him in the last hour. He was here with his fellow sign holders at the entrance to the school and a little bit nervous about the turnout on such a dreary day. He was saying, you know, if I thought I had this one in the bag, I'd be home watching Jeopardy reruns or something to help me stay loose on Election Day. But instead, he's here trying to stay dry and trying to turn out every last vote.
What has turnout been like, Callum?
Well, it's hard to tell at this early stage. Remember, polls are open until 8 o'clock, but it appears that it's actually going to be pretty good. So at this elementary school that I am at, there are two precincts represented. And if you sort of extrapolate the turnout here, if this is typical across the city, you're looking at somewhere between 20-25% of registered voters who've already cast ballots so far. That's pretty good. The numbers would be pretty close to what we had in the preliminary election earlier this fall. And so, of course, we'd expect a wave of people to come after work between 5 and 8 p.m. So if that's the case, then it looks like turnout will be fairly decent today, despite the weather.
So what's the mood among all the people turning out?
Well, there's really no joy, Tiziana. I mean, the people who are here have their favorite candidates. But remember, this is the third election day that we've had in the last just a few months since March. And so, you know, the folks who are here, even if they are getting behind Paul Coogan or maybe Kathy Ann Viveros, who's mounting a write-in campaign, you know, in some ways it's a sad day because what this means, of course, is that the young mayor, Jaisal Correa, that a lot of residents had so much hope for. Remember, he's still in just his 20s. You know, this guy was kind of a beacon of hope for the city in a lot of ways. And so his fall from grace in recent months has really, I think, sort of sucked a lot of the energy out of it.
And just clarify for the listeners who may not remember, what do you mean by his fall from grace? Why is there not a lot of joy in the moment today?
Yeah, boy, how much time? There's quite a tale to back up. About a year ago, last fall, he was indicted for the first time by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston, charged with defrauding investors in a startup that he had launched before he became mayor. He has denied those charges. And then more recently, he was indicted a second time, this time charged with sort of bilking money out of pot shops that wanted to get their licenses here in the city of Fall River. And in between, he survived a recall election in March. And then in the preliminary election earlier this fall, he was trounced by Paul Coogan, roughly 4-1. And at that point, he decided that it was time shortly thereafter to bow out. But he's still on the ballot, Tiziana. So the ballots were already printed. He advanced to the final election today, but he suspended his campaign and is not officially running. But his name is still there. It's still technically possible that he could be reelected.
Okay, so have you had a chance to talk to voters? What are they telling you about how they feel about the mayor's race?
Yeah, well, so one voter I talked to is Julie Jasmine, who's really hanging in with the mayor until the bitter end. She voted for him in the preliminary election just a few weeks ago. And she says that as far as she's concerned, he's still innocent.
I really believe that he is innocent until proven guilty. That's why we have the courts, and I really, really believe that.
But Tiziana, she's not holding out hope for a miracle win by Jaisal Correa today. She's instead getting behind Kathy Ann Viveros, who is the city administrator, who is mounting that write-in campaign. And I found another former Correa supporter, a fellow named Ron Savigny. He, though, has gone with the frontrunner, Paul Coogan. Again, he voted for Correa right up until the preliminary election, but he's decided that's a lost cause, and he's getting behind Coogan today. Here's what he told me.
City's in nowhere land right now. We'll see what happens. I say a prayer for this guy. I think I met him a while, and now I realize that one-to-one, I found out what he's made of, and I feel hopefully that he'll pull off, he can pull this off, and we'll have a new beginning.
new beginning, really the theme there, Tiziana. You know, he was describing to me this incredible dysfunction that's existed between the city council and the mayor. Whether you think he's innocent or not, I think any observer would say not a whole lot has been able to get done because the city council and the mayor haven't been working together in recent months. So you heard from Ron Civigny there saying, we're looking for a new day where we can get back to running the city business as usual.
So, Callum, briefly, who are the other players in this race? Tell us more about people other than Jaisal Correa who are running.
Well, so Coogan is a current member of the school committee here in Fall River, so he's giving up that seat to seek the mayor's office. But aside from that, you know, he's not sort of a well-known quantity here. And so when I asked him earlier, what do you want people to know about you, aside from the fact that you're not under indictment and you're not Jaisal Correa, he said, look, I want people to know that I'm a really hard worker, and I want them to know that I'm honest. You know, keep in mind that Correa got into office because the last mayor was recalled before him. So this is a city that's been through a lot. They're pretty tired of corruption, and so that's sort of the core message from him. And Kathy Ann Viveros is one of the top aides to Jaisal Correa, and her supporters are hoping that if she can pull off a write-in victory today, that she will kind of carry forth what they see as positive reforms that they've seen under Jaisal Correa, just without the distraction of a federal indictment.
So it's going to be interesting to watch. Callum Borchers, WBUR reporter, thanks for joining us from what sounds like a very rainy Fall River.
Glad to be with you.
All right, now moving our attention to Boston, where voters are choosing the next city council. There are eight candidates running for four at-large seats. And then in the district races, five councilors face challenges, while four are running unopposed. Just in the at-large race, the challengers include three women and three people of color, which sets the stage for possibly the most diverse city council in Boston's history. Voters are also weighing in on a non-binding ballot question to change the name of Dudley Square to Nubian Square. WR reporter Simone Rios has been out covering the vote. He joins us on the line from our bureau at the Dorchester Reporter. Simone, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be with you.
So are you dry?
I'm trying. I'm still dry enough from the last poll I was at.
All right, so tell us what's happening at the polls you've been at today.
You know, so it's still early. There's another 5 hours to go before polls close. Turnout is already looking to be low. Pollster Steve Cazella of WBUR's partner Mass Inc. is estimating turnout will be somewhere between 15 and 20%. As you said, though, it's also kind of a nasty rainy day out there, so that's definitely not helping the turnout in any way.
So you've also been, you know, you've been in Mattapan, Dorchester. What are you hearing from people? What's the mood among voters?
I got to say, it was pretty subdued where I was, both at Morningstar Baptist Church in Mattapan and at Viet Aid in Dorchester's Fields Corner. There were a good amount of people at the polls, but they were mostly campaigners or poll workers, only a few voters coming in and out. Some people complain that the city could do more to encourage voter participation. But given that these aren't national elections, it's not that surprising to see turnout at these levels.
Sounds like you haven't seen a ton of voters, but have you had a chance to talk to any of them about why they are turning out today?
Yeah, one of the things people are talking about in these elections, as you pointed out, is the possibility that we get a majority women or majority people of color council or both. I spoke to Laverne Surrey from Mattapan. She says electing a majority minority council was not her primary reason for voting today.
That's not my number one priority, no. I'm trying to get someone that I think that will do a great job.
I'll just note that Surrey is African-American, and I spoke to Jackie Stevenson, who's white, in Dorchester, and she says she feels the identity of the candidates really does matter.
I think that's exciting. I think that's change, and like the people who represented us should look more like the communities that they're representing.
So, Tiziana, you know, this election season, I've been out a lot covering the different races, and I've picked up on a lot of identity politics. You know, several of the candidates talking about their race, their sexuality, their immigration history as really vital aspects of their candidacies.
We know that has been a big part of it, Simone. What other issues are on voters' minds today?
Well, Laverne Surrey, who we heard from, said her number one issue is the cost of housing. And that really seems to be a predominant issue on people's minds. I'd say it's true for 90% of the people I talk to when I'm out covering elections. now and in the past. As for Jackie Stevenson, she said housing and homelessness were her top concerns, but as a charter school teacher, she said she was interested in hearing more about school choice, and she didn't hear enough of that from the candidates. That's the program that allows kids to study in communities other than where they live.
So very briefly, Simone, today Boston voters are also voting on this non-binding ballot question, renamed Dudley Square. What are you hearing about that, or is there a brief background you can give us?
Yeah, so Dudley is considered the heart of Boston's Black community. It's named after a 17th century governor of the Massachusetts Bay Colony. About 5 years ago, the Nubian Square Coalition formed to rename Dudley Square. The name has a double meaning. A Nubian notion was an Afrocentric gift shop in the center of Dudley that closed about 2 years ago. And the Nubian Empire refers to the region of Africa along the Nile River. The city council supported this renaming unanimously, as did Mayor Walsh. Now we'll see what the voters say.
That's WBUR reporter Simone Rios. Thanks so much, Simone.
Thank you.
We look forward to bringing you key election results tomorrow on WBUR and Radio Boston. In the meantime, polls are open into the evening in most cities and towns. Not too late to vote. Stay tuned. There's more ahead. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.